on the bottom of Nun Vavam and Beis, we had Tana de Bei Menashe. He also agrees that there are Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but he has Avodah Zor Gila Raya Shvichas Domim Gezel Eivrim and Achai. And then he has Sirus and Kilayim. And the Gemara analyzed Tana de Bei Menashe with the question of Mimonav Shach, if he has the drasha of Vayitzav, as we discussed yesterday, then he should be chayiv for all seven, including Dinim and Birchas Hashem, which we said was Dach. If, on the other hand, he rejects the drasha of Vayitzav, then has he know the seven that he does know, including Sach? And the Gemara says that the Shita of Tana de Bei Menashe is to derive each of the of his list of seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach from a pasuk unto itself. Avodah Zara and Gilui Raos are derived from Hashchasa. And now we turn to Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Dechsiv Vatishchas Haoretz Lifnei Elokim, and literally translated, the land was corrupt before God. What's this hashchasa, this corruption? Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, b'chol makom shenemar hashchasa, whenever it says hashchasa, enu el dvar erva v'avodas kochavim. How do we know that hashchasa is dvar erva shenemar ki hishchis kol basar es darko? And the word darko, as we learn from Mishle, is a reference or an allusion, if you will, to sexual violations. And then Avodas Kochavim, the word Hashchasa also refers to Avodas Kochavim, Duxiv, Pentashchisun, Vasisem. In the Parsha, at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim of Avodah Zara, there it says Hashchasa. And there it's in the context of carving out an idol. So the people were destroyed in the Mabul because of these two categories of sins that are included under Hashchasa. And it must be that therefore they had violated these Isurim. They must have been commanded. And as we said earlier, it doesn't have to be an Azhara Mefureshes for Idach. But what about the original Braisa that has Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and derives Gilui Arayos and Avodah Zarah from other psukim? Why don't they derive it from the Mabul? Or Chayu Dekomegale, the Torah is just revealing what the nature of the Dor HaMabul was like, their immoral actions, and that's why they were punished. And the warning against these two averis of Gilui Arayos and Avodah Zarah, that's derived from Adam HaRishon. The Torah in the Parsha of the Mabul is only explaining what actually brought about or clinched their punishment, the destruction of the Dor, but it's not a source for the Yisurim themselves. Now the Gemara says that the Tana de Bei Menashe derives Shvichas Domim Dechsiv Shofech Dam HaAdam B'Domo Yishofech. So that's clearly when somebody sheds the blood of man, his blood shall be shed, is the source for Shvichas Domim. And that pasuk was addressed to Noach and Bnei Noach after they came out of the Teva. V'idach, and again the other Tana who derived Shvichas Domim from the pasuk in Bereishis, at the beginning of Bereishis, K'talayu hu dekomegale. The Torah is teaching in that pasuk that the specific Misa that's meted out to a Ben Noach, what form of capital punishment are they going to be punished with? And the answer is Saif. Gezel, how does Tanad Bey Menashe derive Gezel? Tichsiv ki erik esiv nasati lechem es kol. So only something which is like Yerek Esav, which means that it is hefker for anyone to take. Velo b'yerek gina, but not something that's in someone's private garden. And this we discussed yesterday. V'idach, why does the other Tana, why is he compelled to derive Gezel from the Pasuk at the beginning of Breishis? Ha'hu mi'boi, ha'hu l'mishrei basar di'asa. That pasuk is coming to be matir achilas basar, which means that although Adam Arishon was enjoined from killing animals to eat their meat, however, after the Bnei Noach came out of the teva, they were on a higher madriga. Then the Torah was matir them achilas basar. Question: how you see this? In this pasuk, here referring to Bnei Noach, the Torah was matir basar, because it says that I gave you. Let's take a look at the pasuk inside. Just 1 second. Let's see, Perek Tes in Breishis. This is when Noah and his children come out of the Teva. It says here, Vayevarech, first they get a bracha, that's in Pasuk Aleph. And then as part of that, bracha in Pasuk Beis, Morachem v'chitchem yel kol chayis ha'aretz. And then Pasuk Gimel, kol remes asheru chay lochem yel le'ochlo kierik esev nasati lochem. And this pasuk of Kol Remes Asher Chai, that is a reference to Basar. As Rashi says there on the Torah, he says, Shol Rosheshi, the other Rishon Basar, Eli Yerek Esef, V'lachem, Ki Yerek Esef Shifkarti, L'Odom Rishon Asati, L'Chem Eskol. Just like Yerek Esef that I allowed Odom Rishon to eat, now I'm giving you, the pasuk says, L'Chem Eskol. Kol means everything, including the animal, the meat of the animal. Eivir Menachai, what's the source for Eivir Menachai, according to Tana Dvei Menashe? Dichsiv Ach Basar. This is the very next Pasuk Dalid. Ach Basar Benafsho Domo Lo Sochelu. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. That's Pasuk Dalet. There it is. Ach Basar B'Nafsho Domo Lo Sochelu. And this means that you're only allowed to eat the animal after it's already dead. But if you take a limb from the live animal, when it was attached to its soul, as it says, that B'Nafsho, then it's osur. So it means that there's a prohibition to eat from an aver, from a limb that's taken from an animal, and the animal, this aver, was attached to its nefesh in the dam. The dam is, of course, the nefesh. V'idach ha'hula mishrei shrotzim hudi osa. According to the other Tana of the Braisa, who derives Avram and Achai from the pasuk at the beginning of Shmos that was addressed of Breishis that was addressed to Adam Arishon, he needs this pasuk here, Ach Basar B'Nafsho Domo Lo Sochelu, to be matir for Noach to take limbs from Shrotzim and to eat limbs from Shrotzim as opposed to other live animals. And he's not going to derive this the prohibition of Avram and Achai from this pasuk that's addressed to Ben Noach, because this he needs to be matir a sheretz. And basically the Torah, the pasuk is coming to prohibit a limb taken from a living creature which the blood is considered separate from the basar, and the blood is considered benafsho domo, so that applies to animals, but it doesn't apply to a sheretz. In the case of a sheretz, the dam is not considered separate from the basar, but dam and basar are one and the same. Seirus, what's the source for seirus? And this we discussed yesterday. Dechsiv shirtzu ba'aretz urevu ba. And of course, seirus would make it impossible for them to multiply and propagate the earth. The idach, the other Tana doesn't want to learn the isur of seirus from this pasuk. In fact, seirus is not listed according to the other Tana as one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And the answer is that this pasuk is lebracha bi'alma. It's a bracha that they should have many children, but it doesn't prohibit sterilization. Kilayim, according to Tana Devei Menashe, what's the source for the Iser Kilayim to Benoch Tachsiv Meha'of Limimehu? Which means that with regard to those balichaim that were taken into the teva, it says that of liminehu. And of liminehu means that they should be separated, as each balchai has its own min, its own kind. So Noach was required to take into the teva a zachar nekeva from each min for mating purposes. Each mini species unto itself, which implies that there's a prohibition of crossbreeding, as we mentioned yesterday, the idach, and the original rice. So the Tana says, "Ahu litzavsa bi alma," that Hashem wanted the animals to group together and have, I guess you'd call, a kind of companionship and friendship, but it's not a source for the prohibition against kilayim crossbreeding. Om Rav Yosef, Amri Bei Rav, Al Sholosh Mitzvahs Ben Noach, Nerag. According to this Bei Rav statement, there are only three mitzvahs of Ben Noach for which the Chayev Misa. And that's Gesher, Simon, what's Gesher, Gilu, Arayah, Shvichas, Dovid, Berchas Hashem. And although they definitely had Sheva mitzvahs, but they're only liable to the death penalty for those three. So the only commandment of the seven where the Torah specifically or explicitly mentions Misa, that's only in the case of Shvichas Damim. And the Gemara now is going to explain, according to Rav Yosef, in the name of Bei Rav, according to Rav Yosef, in the name of Eirav, that's correct, the two commandments of Gili Arayis and Birchas Hashem are somehow compared to Shvichas Domim, and they generate a Chiyuv Misa, but not the rest, the other four, the balance of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Maskif L'Rav Sheshes Bishleim Shvichas Domim D'Chsiv Shofech Dom Ha'adam. And there in the Pasuk, it says clearly, let's read the pasuk vav shofech dam adam b'adam damo yishofech ki betzelem elokim asa es ha adam elahanach minole. But how does he know gilei arayis and birchas Hashem? Igomer mishvichas damim afilu kulu nam. If he equates the balance of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach with this paradigm case, this explicit case, Shvichas Damim, then all seven should generate a Chiyuv Misa. Ve'im Mishum Disrabai Mi'ish Ish. And if the Chiyuv Misa in the case of Gilei Arayis and Birchas Hashem is derived from the extra word ish, which is in the parasha of Arayos, is then Avodas Kochavim Nami. Now this is Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is that we could use ish to derive Gili Arayos, and then Avodas Kochavim Nami Isra'boy mi ish. And then we have a problem here, because on the list of Chiyuv Misa we have Gili Arayos and Shvichas Domim, but we don't have Avodah Zarah, and ish is also a ribui for in the parasha of Avodah Zarah, in the parasha of Molech, that's in Vayikra Chaf, ish mibnei Yisrael sheyitein mizara lamolech mos yumas. The Gemara maintains that should be a source for Chiyuv Misa in Avodah Zarah if the extra word ish is including an akum. Elo amrav sheshes amri beirav al arba mitzvahs ben noach nera. We have to add Avodas Kochavim to the list. So it's not just Gesher, but it's also an Ayin. V'yal Avodas Kochavim Benoach Nerag V'asanya B'Avodas Kochavim Dvarim Shed Bezdin Shal Yisrael B'Misam Aleim Benoach Muzra Aleim Azhara In Misa Lo. The Rite seems to indicate that although there's an Azhara that prohibits Avodas Zorah to a Ben Noach, but there's no Misa. That seems to be the implication, because it says that Benoach Musar Aleihem Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Azhara Shalehem Zui Misasam. When the Braisa indicates that there's an Azhara, that's the same as stating that they are Chayev Misa. And the Gemara Daf Samach is going to explain later on that the chiyuv of avodas kochavim, which is indicated here by the brisa devarim shebezdin shel yisrael misalem, what is that referring to? The bezdin puts to death the violator of idolatry. That's only the kidarka. That's only those forms of worship that were designated for that particular idol. And the Bryce is establishing that all those methods of worshipping, those classical forms of worship for a particular idol, which generate a Chiyuv Misa in the case of Yisrael, is Benoach, is Muzar Aleihem. And the Gemara is saying now the interpretation of this Bryce, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, is Azarosam Zui Misa. So whenever a Tana says that a Benoach is warned against a certain Avera, he doesn't mean to say that he's warned but there's no capital punishment, but rather if the Benoach violates this, he's liable to the death penalty. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda v'chulu Talmidi de Rav Amri al Sheva Mitzus Benoach Nerag. What's the source for the Chiyuv Misa in all seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach? Goli Rachmana b'chada, the Torah revealed it in the case of Shvichas Damim v'adin l'kula, and we can extrapolate the balance of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, meaning it's all one entity, indivisible. Says the Gemara, Val Gezel b'Noach Nerag, is that really true? V'asanya, we have a brice that says Al Gezel Gonav v'gozal v'chein yifastor v'chein kayotze b'hen kusi v'kusi v'kusi b'Yisrael asur v'Yisrael v'kusi mutar. Here the Braisa indicates clearly that the case of Gezel, the violation of Gezel, is an Isur for Ben Noach, implying that there's no Chiyuv, because the word Isur means it's a prohibition but without a Chiyuv. And the question is how to reconcile that with the principle of Azarosan Zui Misasan, because now the Gemara is understanding the Braisa as suggesting that there is a possibility of an Isur without a Chiyuv Misa with regard to Ben Noach. Let's just mention that the Kusim were of the Avodah Zarah that came from Assyria to Eretz Yisrael. There was a part of Eretz Yisrael that was left left uninhabited after the gullus of the Asara Shvatim in Sefer Malachim Beis Perek Yud Zayin, and ultimately the Kusim, these Ovdei Avodah Zarah, tried to convert to Judaism, but only on the outside. It wasn't a real conversion. They continued to worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore that din was that of a Ben Noach. And therefore, a Ben Noach is prohibited from stealing, whether it's from a fellow Goy or from a Ben Yisrael, but it's only an Issa that Brisa seems to indicate. The Yisrael Bakusi Mutter. Again, we're going to see later on that this Mutter is not necessarily universally accepted, but as Rashi points out, based on a Sugyan Bava Kamadaf Kufyud Gimel, it could be that there's an Iser Gezel for Yisrael to steal from an Oved Avodah Zarah, at least on a Drabbanan level. But other Rishonim hold that according to the Gemara, stealing from an Akum is even an Iser Doraisa, which is accepted in Choshev Mishpat LaHalacha. But again, that's a sugya unto itself. The Amisa, so the Gemara says, now if you're going to tell me that a Ben Noach is chayav Misa for Gezel, Misni chayav, why isn't the Brasa say chayav? The Gemara answers, Mishum de Kaboy la Misni Seifa, Yisrael Bekusi Mutter, is Tanaresha Asur. So because in the Seifa he wants to mention that the word Mutter, so he flips it around and says with regard to Ben Noach, it's Asur, but really it's a chayav Misa. The Gemara asks on this answer, Vaha kol hecha de islei chiyuva is misna ktani. I'll prove to you that as a general rule, when there's a chiyuv misa, then the Brisa teaches us explicitly that there is a chiyuv misa, a capital punishment. To Ketani Reisha, look at the beginning of this price. It says, Al Shvichas Domim Kusi Bekusi, Vekusi Bisrael Chayav. So you see that the Brisa employs the word Chayav to indicate a Chayav Misa. Yisrael Bekusi Potter. If Yisrael kills a guy, he's Potter. So therefore, when it says later on that a Kusi is Asur, it would seem to indicate by contrast to the Reisha that we're talking about an Iser without a Chiyuv Misa. The Gemara answers, Hasam Hechi Lisni. The Gemara says, with regard to Shvichas Damim, how could it be written? Lisni, Asur Mutter, that would imply that a Yisrael is allowed to kill a guy. Vasanya, we have an Abraisa, Kusi, Veroi Behemadaka, Lo Mailin Velo Morit. That the relationship between a Yisrael and a guy is such that lo mailin velo morin, meaning he's not, if the kusi falls into a dangerous place, he's not required to remove him to save his life, but on the other hand, he's not allowed to kill him. So the Brisa couldn't possibly state in the case of a Yisrael who murders the guy that he's patur. That he's mutter, it can only say that he's potur, and that's why he was forced to use the words potur as opposed to chayav. Now, what does it mean here when it says here, roe kusi veroi behema daka, the shepherds of small animals like sheep and goats? And the answer is that we're talking about lo mailin v'lo moridim, that we don't take them out of a dangerous place because apparently they are suspect of some sort of a violation. In the case of Roy Behemadaka, they allow their animals to graze in private fields, and that is an Iser of Gezel. So again, even though we don't have to save their lives, but nevertheless there's an Iser of Ritzicha. Now, in these two cases of a kusi and a roi behemadaka, we're assuming that the guy is not living up to the standards of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, in the case of Kusi, he's assumed to be in violation of idolatry, and therefore we don't have a command to save his life. We're not allowed to kill him. And as we discussed before, Gezel, in the case of Roe Behema Daka. So the Gemara now is protecting that position that a Ben Noach is Chayev Misa for Gezel, even though it only says that it's usur to steal. It doesn't say that he's culpable as a capital punishment, but nevertheless, that's only because of the contrast to the case of Yisrael. Came to the conclusion based on the Braisa, which says that Gonav v'gozal v'chein yifas toar v'chein kayotze behen, is a kusi, is going to be put to death. He's liable for the death penalty. And these are various cases of gneva. One is gneva and gzela. One is when he steals stealthily and it's not face-to-face. Gzela is when it's face-to-face. Yifas tor, he takes away someone else's wife, and that's also called gzela. And then it says, v'chein kol kayotze besen, that there are other cases that are similar to gzela, and they're also liable to the death penalty. So the Gemara asks, kayotze bo begezel, quote from the Braisa, mahi, what does that include? Omer of Acha, bar Yaakov, lo nitzcha elo lefoel bekerem. That if a non-Jew is working in the vineyard and he illegally misappropriates the grapes in the field, in the vineyard, then he's chayev misa for that. So the Gemara asks, poel bekerem emas, when is a poel in fact chayev misa? Ibishas gemar malocha, at the end of the season. In other words, I shouldn't say at the end of the season, at the end of the malocha. There's a parsha in the Torah, is heteru, that the Torah allows a worker to take from that which he's working on at the time of Gemar Malach, when he completes the final process and harvests the food. That's called heter achilas poel bekerem reacha. It's a parsha in the Torah in Sefer Vayikra Parshas Kiseitze.
And that applies to non-Jews as well.
And the Gemara is assuming that applies to non-Jews as well.
I mean, that's quite a leap, isn't it?
It's right, okay, we'll come back to that. That's the subject here of Rashi, uh-huh, as to whether or not a Ben Noach has the heter of El Kel Yecholosite to put the fruits into his basket. But in any event, the Gemara assumes that in such a case, he is not, certainly not chayev misa for that. That's not considered kayotze behen. And the Gemara answers, elo what? So gezel malyu, ilav b'shas gemar malach, if it's at the beginning of the work, before the end of the process of the fruits, then gezel mialyahu, then that's regular, outright gzela. That doesn't have to be included here under a special halach of kayotze behen. El amar papa lo nitzcha el lepachos mi shava pruta. That in the case of a guy who steals less than a shava pruta, he's chayev misa for gzela. If for Yisrael, that would be an iser gzela without a chiv hashava, because we assume that there's mechila and pachos mi shava pruta. But in the case of a guy, he's chayev for the Iser. So the fact that there's mechila and a ptur and hashava, that's irrelevant. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if this be the case, kusi be Yisrael, asur. Why does it say that if a kusi steals from a Yisrael, it's prohibited? Ha bar mechilahu. We assume now that since the Yisrael, is mochel on a pochos mishava pruta, that's not an assumption by a guy, but with regard to a Jew, that's the assumption. He's not concerned with less than a shava pruta. If that be the case, then when the goy steals from Yisrael, why does the Braisa say he's chayev misa for that? There is mechila, and at this point, the Gemara thinks that the mechila is chal on the gzela itself, and therefore it removes the iser gzela. So the Gemara answers, no. Nehida basar hachi machal. There's no mechila on the actual gzela. I'm not going to allow you to steal from me, even if you're stealing something that's less than the shava pruta. And sarah b'shaita mi lesle. The Gemara asks rhetorically, is there no tsar? The Gemara is now identifying tsar and the anguish that a person senses when somebody, you know, puts his hand into his pocket and steals something with the Isig Zela without Mechila. So what do we mean to say that there's no Chiv in the case of Yisrael who steals from a Yisrael, Pachas Mishav Pruta? What do we mean that Pachas Mishav Pruta is Mechila? We're not talking about the Gzela itself. The Gzela itself is a violation of an Isir Gezel. We're talking about the Chiv Hashava. In other words, the Yisrael is Mochel as far as his rights to get the robbery back returned to him. But as far as Ben Noach is concerned, there, what generates the liability of a Chiv Misa is the violation of the Isir Gzela. There's no mitzvah here of Hashava here that's relevant to a guy. The only relevancy in terms of a guy would be the gzela itself. And this gzela, even in a case of a pachos mishav puta, even when he's stealing from a Yisrael. So again, the yisod here, the Gemara, is that mechila is chal vis-a-vis the chiv hashava, but not to undermine the isa gezel. So with regard to Yisrael, if a Yisrael steals a pachos mishav put from Yisrael, there's a violation of the isa gezel. It's mechila. The mechila is only on the chiyuv hashava. With regard to a guy who steals from Yisrael, the fact that the Yisrael will be mochel on the chiyuv hashava is irrelevant, because since there's an isa gezel, even with regard to a pachos mishav pruta, is that's enough to generate a chiyuv mis. That's as far as I know.
Keep in mind that with
regard to Ben Noach, the Gemara's position is as a rosam zui misasam. In other words, there are different shitas as to what the Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach are, but the Gemara now is of the opinion that whatever your list of Isurim to Ben Noach, if the Torah says, you know, ki Yerech HaSod, that you're only allowed to take from Yerech HaSod, but not Yerech HaGina, you know, not from someone's private the garden, that becomes one of the Isurim of Ben Noach. And then the principle of the halach is, again, I don't know, the philosophy of it you have to study, but the halachic principle is Azarosim Zui Misosim, meaning that once the Torah tells the guy that he's not allowed to do whatever he's not allowed to do, there's no such thing as chiluke onshim with regard to goyim. And when we talk about a din of Yisrael, there's a whole pyramid of what punishments you get. With regard to a goy, there is no pyramid. It's all or nothing, so to speak.
It's just death.
It's just the punishment of death. Although I have to admit, the Gemara at one point earlier on this daf, on Daf Nun Zayin, raised the possibility that there may be Isurim to a Ben Noach that did not generate a chiyuv misa. But that was sort of like an exception to the rule, the general rule, right? Because we had Amri Debei Rav that there are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but only three of them generate a capital punishment. Do you remember that? That was the Gesher, the Siman of Gesher, and the Gemara added Avodah Zarah at one point. And the balance would not generate Chiyuv Misa, which means that a Ben Noach would not be put to death for Gezel.
But we seem to have moved away from that.
Correct. And the Gemara had a Braisa to reject Amri Dvei Rav. The Gemara had a whole pilpul whether we do hold like Amri Dvei Rav and we don't. But at the end of the day, the Gemara assumes that the source for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is the parasha in Bereishis Beis that's addressing itself to Adam HaRishon Vayitzav, and not the way Amri Dvei Rav has a separate source for each one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So again, if there's a separate source for each one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, then we see them as separate entities, and therefore we can be mechalik and say that some generate a Chiyuv Misa and some only generate an Iser. But if we don't accept Amri Dvei Rav, and we don't have a separate source individually, independently for each one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, then the number seven is really not the way we understand it, a unit of seven. Seven means one, two, three, etc. And each one is a separate entity. And the Gemara says that we reject Amri Dvei Rav. We hold that all the seven is one entity. It's one unit that's indivisible. All to be derived from one source. And that's the pasuk addressing itself to Adam HaRishon. And then What we do is we say that just like the Torah says in one of the seven, that was Shvichas Domim, it says Domim Yishofech, we equate all the other six with that one, and it becomes a unit, which means that all seven generate a Chiyuv Misa. The Gemara had a whole pilpul, is that so? Maybe Gezel does not generate a Chiyuv Misa, but at the end of the day, the Gemara said that even though it says Asur, with regard to Gezel in the Brisa, but the Lashon Asur means Asur V'chayev, that is Chayev Misa, because again, the Yisoda Yisodas of this sheet of Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which are all derived from one parasha, from one pasuk, is that they're all equal. And then we activate the principle of Azorosam Zui Misosam, that in the case of a guy, once he violates his Isa, he's Chayev Misa. So again, what's the case of Kayotza Behen? And that's going to be the case of Pachos Mishava Pruta. The Gemara now is going to suggest that this possibility of Pachos Mishava Pruta is incorrect. Kusi Bekusi Kayotzi Bahen. It says in the Braisa that we consider the case of Kusi who steals this Pachos Mishava Pruta from another Kusi Kayotzi Bahen. Is Kavan de Lav B'nei Mechilin Inu? If you're telling me that with regard to a Kusi, a non-Jew, so the we don't activate the principle of B'nei Mechila in a Pachas Mishava Pruta, is then Gezel Mi'al Yehu, why does it say Kayotze Behen in the case of Kusi B'Kusi, as if this is an extended case of Gzela? This is Gzela Mamish. This is real, outright Gzela. In order to make this brisa fit together as one integral unit, we're going to say lo nitzcha el kovesh schar sochir, that the extension of gzela in the case of a guy is someone who doesn't pay wages to his worker; he withholds his wages, and that's an extension of gzela. And kusi bekusi bekusi bisrael asur. This is going to be in the case of a guy who withholds payment to his worker from a guy or from a Yisrael. That's going to be Gezel. And then it says, Yisrael Bekusi Mutter. But a Yisrael is only prohibited from outright theft from a guy. But if it's not outright theft, but rather he just withholds payment, that's not an Iser with regard to a Kusi. Now again, what does it mean? Are we talking about a Kusi who is an Oved Avodas Kochavim? Because the Gemara tells us that a Kusi is always Choshen on Avodas Kochavim, and that gives him a different status. So we're not allowed to kill him, but on the other hand, we don't have to save him. That's called Mailim Velo Moridim. We're not allowed to steal from him, but we're allowed to withhold funds from him. Or perhaps the case of Roy Bokar, if you remember, who are suspect of Gzela, and therefore we have a different relationship to him. If you take a look at Rashi here, he summarizes Rashi in footnote number 44, and he says that Gzela refers to taking an object from a person, but refraining from payment, that's an extension of Gzela, but it's not outright Gzela. And the Gemara doesn't find a case in Gneva, only in Gzela. And he has a whole long discussion about that, which you'll look at when you get a chance. The Gemara now talks about Yifas Tor. The Brisa says that a Goy is Chayev for Eishes Yifas Tor under the law of Gezel. Kayotze Yifas Tor Mahi. What does that mean, that he took a woman in battle? Ki Osa Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Elazar, Omer Rav Hanina, Ben Noach sheyiched shivcha liavdo uba leha nerag aleha. And we're going to have to see exactly when this halacha applies. That's going to be the sugya that we want to look at now. But basically the case is that a Ben Noach took a shivcha and he designated it her for a kind of companionship, a quasi-marriage to his own Eved, and then he usurps this woman and has a relationship with her, a Be'ilah with her, Neragaleo, that's considered Gzela. Again, technically, there's no marriage relationship between the Shivcha and the Eved, so it's not considered Gili Arayos, but on the other hand, it's considered Gzela. And the Brisa is when it says Kayotzeman, is deriving this from Eishes Sifas Toar, because again, in the case of Eishes Sifas Toar, she's not necessarily married to the Goy, but nevertheless she's a Shivcha who's designated to a Goy, and that designation makes it into a violation of the Isur of Gzela. Kayotzebo Deshvichas Domim Lo Sanya. The Gemara points out that the Braisa never says Kayotzeba as an extension of Shvichas Domim. We had an extension of Gzela. We didn't have an extension of Shvichas Domim. But Abai makes a comment, Omer Abai imishkachas desanya, if you do find a Braisa that has an extension to Gzela, it's Rabbi Yonasan ben Shol. He's the author of the Braisa desanya. There's another Braisa that quotes Rabbi Yonasan ben Shol, who says, Rodev achar chaver lohog v'yochel atzil v'echmei varov, Velohitzil is Neragolov. Normally, when someone pursues someone to kill him, if need be, you're allowed to take the life of the pursuer of the Rodev. But in a case we could shoot for the leg, so to speak, and that would be sufficient in order to save the life of the Nirdaf, the one who's being pursued, you're required, therefore, to spare the life of the Rodev. However, how far do we go? Let's say there was a case where the Nirdaf or any of the people around killed the Rodev, even though they could have saved the Nirdaf without killing the Rodev. So with regard to Israel, in the laws of Israel, you're not Chayav Misa for that. Because once he's a Rodev, he has a Shem Rodev. And a Shem Rodev means that the Torah doesn't consider his blood to be blood. But what about in the case of a Goy? And here we turn to Daphne Zion Amid Beis, Nerag Olav. This is a big chumrah in the case of a Goy, that a Goy is only allowed to kill a Rodef if there's no other recourse. But if there's other recourse, and a Goy kills a fellow Goy when he could have saved himself by shooting for the leg, so to speak, I'm just using that as a phrase, that's considered Ritzicha. And therefore he's going to be put to death.